frontline Gardaí at three stations in Dublin have begun wearing body cameras for the first time. Hundreds of Gardaí from Garda stations in Dublin, Limerick and Waterford will be using the technology on a pilot basis over the coming months. The scheme is expected to be rolled out across the country next year. For more on this, we're joined by our reporter, Fergal O'Brien. Fergal, this is the first phase. What can the public expect and how will they be used?
Yeah, that's right, Gavin. For the first time on the streets of Ireland, we have Gardaí on patrol today with body-worn cameras. And the first phase of this is involving 130 Gardaí from Store Street, Pier Street and Kevin Street Garda stations in Dublin. They're on patrol on the streets of the capital today using these new devices. And basically, this is a proof of concept phase. So essentially, during this period, what Gardaí are doing is they're trialling three models before the eventual rollout to all members of the force of these devices. So over the coming weeks, 350 Gardaí in total in Dublin will be trained in the use of these devices, and there will be 200 available to the Gardaí in Dublin. And then over the coming months, the devices will also be available to Gardaí in Limerick and also in Waterford. And basically, the way these devices will operate, people will be able to see that they will be attached to a Garda's chest, and basically when they're operated or activated, a red light will be flashing, and they will be activated in situations where maybe a Garda feels under threat, where they feel that they need them for evidential purposes, where they feel that there's an incident unfolding. And Gardaí don't have to inform members of the public that the actual camera is being activated, but they're being encouraged to do so where possible. And basically, when the device then is brought back to a station after a Garda has activated and used the device, it's uploaded to a central system, and then that data is kept for around 31 days as part of the process.
Tell us about what the Garda Commissioner has had to say about this today.
Well, yes, this recommendation was made firstly by the Commission on the Future of Policing, which recommended the introduction of these cameras to help modernise the police force and to help in the frontline duties in terms of, as I say, recording of incidents and to enhance situational awareness and sometimes to help protect the police and also members of the public from harm. And today at an event at Store Street Garda Station, the Commissioner was joined by the Minister for Justice and the Taoiseach, and he was very happy that this phase has started.
All situations where they in uniform are required to use their powers or interact with the public in an evidence gathering manner in furtherance of our duty to protect the public, and then part of that is the thorough investigation of crime, and that's what the body worn camera will really assist us in this. And I think from today on we'll really see the benefits of this. We've already 100 Garda members trained here. There's 30 being trained as we speak, and they will be operational from today with these cameras.
And Fergal, that's their boss. What are Gardaí themselves saying?
I suppose it's important to also point out, Gavin, that this new system, the law does not allow for these devices to be used as facial recognition technology, but legislation to enable that being done is being examined currently by the Oireachtas. As I say, 130 Gardaí on patrol for the first time across the city today with these devices, very much welcoming the introduction and rollout of the cameras. They say that it will help to assist them in their jobs. The Garda Representative Association said it was a good day for GRA members. They said that there was a consensus amongst Gardaí for these devices, and they've been calling for them for some time. And as I say, two Gardaí I spoke to today, very much happy to see them in use.
In certain situations, I believe it will be, if it's going to lead to an offence, I believe that having the camera there to record and letting them making them aware that they're being recorded as well will probably change the dynamic of the whole situation, hopefully. Definitely safer with the camera on, I think. Just proves that I'm doing my job correctly as well, and that they're aware that the whole thing is being recorded. So I believe it will make a difference.
That's Garda Paul Mooney, ending that report by our reporter, Fergal O'Brien.